FTM-HUIPSI is a social support group created for transgender-identifying men and non-binary people in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. Inspired by the original chapter FTM Detroit, local advocates Issa Ismail, Michael Anthony, and Connor Rivera came together following an event on Eastern Michigan University's campus. Founding member Connor Rivera discusses how he and the other founders created the group.
We had an October event from the LGBT Center. Michael was performing, because he did drag at the time. And there was another student, Issa, who also came around.
Mm-hmm.
And right after the October event, I was cleaning up the stage, and they, like, climbed up there with me.
Yeah.
And, like, we all gathered in a corner, and Issa was like, "So, I have this idea. How about we just, like, all gather together and we create something very similar to FTM Detroit, because like they're doing great work over there and we have a lot of community resources here. Why don't we do that?"
Yeah.
And literally just the look in everyone's eye was like, "Why haven't we done this yet?"
Yeah.
The group was officially founded in November of 2015. At the first meeting, only one person attended, but as the group continued to reach out on social media, more people started to come. This is how they eventually came to have reserved spaces at the Corner Health Center in Ypsilanti, and through connections Michael had, the Jim Toy Community Center in Ann Arbor. Connor discussed their want to create a space for trans men when no other resources in the area provided services that understood the issues trans men face.
So for us it was like, let's create a support group by trans men who have lived it for trans men. So we can't offer professional services. None of us are certified by any means.
No.
But we've all walked the walk, so now we're helping others walk it as well.
Connor talks of others reaching out to potentially expand the group into more chapters, such as FTM Grand Rapids and MTF-HUIPSI, a support group for trans women. With low funds, this can be difficult to accomplish. FTM-HUIPSI received a grant 2 years ago from the Transgender Justice Foundation and is their main source of funding. Connor discusses methods they use to raise money for their group and future goals.
As we slowly grow, moving into actually becoming 501 certified, so actually becoming nonprofit status, to where we are able to work with more than just like what's donated to us or what we sell at Pride events.
Yeah.
Because like we have t-shirts and like wristband things, pins, mm-hmm. that we'll sell every year, but that's our only money to do all of these events. Otherwise, it's all out of our pocket.
FTM-HUIPSI also focuses on advocacy work in surrounding areas. They have worked with the group for parents of transgender youth in Ferndale that partners with Stand With Trans, a nonprofit organization dedicated to developing and providing resources serving transgender youth. The group has also held public speaking events at businesses such as a tax firm company in Ann Arbor on how they can create a more welcoming environment for transgender employees and clients, and a recreation center in Canton on how to better accommodate transgender patrons navigating the public pool at their facility. While all of the outreach work that is done by FTM-HUIPSI supports the transgender community at large, the impact that it has on members that attend the private discussion-based meetings can be substantial. Ben Egerson, one of the facilitators of the group, talks about the space that tried to create for all of their members.
It's a place to make friendships, to, you know, I guess, ideally create a kind of chosen family, which is important because so many trans folks are kind of rejected by their families.
There are many other events FTM-HUIPSI creates that are open to everyone in the transgender community. Ben talks about the annual pool party the group hosts and the importance it holds for transgender people.
I was talking about the pool party today,
mm-hmm.
That's kind of important in that if you're trans, it's often really difficult to go swimming, you know? You have to decide what you're going to wear and what locker room you're going to use and mm-hmm. if people are going to freak out at you.
Jesse W., who chose not to disclose his entire last name, is a newer member to FTM-HUIPSI, starting to attend when he began hormone replacement therapy about 6 months ago. He discusses his experiences with the group and how they've helped him so far.
They're almost kind of like mentors to me.
Yeah.
And just being able to, you know, see, because I have a lot of dysphoria, so being able to look at somebody, especially like you with your facial hair, and be like, I'm going to be there one day. I just need to be patient.
Jesse discussed how FTM-A2-IPSI benefits him in allowing him to express emotions he otherwise wouldn't be able to in his everyday life.
It's just a place where you can just open up. It's a safe space. You can open up, you can be yourself, you can talk about anything. And that's really what I liked about it, because I was chomping at the bit, especially because I'm not out with my parents yet and a few other people close to me, to be able to freely talk about the stuff rather than keep it bottled up, especially with a bunch of people who are going through the same thing that I'm going through.
Lynn Greeley has been going to meetings since a few months after FTM-A2-IPSI began. They have been active in the group and regularly host hangouts at their apartment, a recent event being Transgiving on Thanksgiving Day to welcome those who did not feel welcome at their own family Thanksgivings. Lynn is non-binary, or someone who identifies with being neither male or female, but in their case, fluctuating somewhere in between. They discuss their experiences being in the group while not identifying as a trans man.
There's actually quite a few people that are non-binary that go there.
Okay.
And at first it really wasn't like that, and I guess it was kind of hard in the beginning because I just didn't know, like, what I wanted to do, and it's just, like, a place to get information.
Yeah.
And then, after a while, like, they just became my friends.
Yeah.
And, like, it became, like, a really affirming place, and I realized there were, like, people, they just didn't care.
One event FTM-A2-IPSI hosts that is open to the community is Tea Time, a social-based gathering at Cultivate Coffee and Tap House in Ypsilanti that happens every fourth Monday of the month from 6 to 8 p.m. Their meeting on November 26th was held in the beer garden inside a large white tent. Though it was a chilly day, people huddled up in coats and sat next to space heaters. There were lights hanging on strings from the roof of the tent, and dozens of people were laughing and bonding over drinks. Regular attendee Ashley C. talks about her experience with Tea Time and the environment it brings.
I definitely feel more than welcome. I love them all, and they very obviously love me as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And I refer many people who are trans or just coming to terms with being trans, or who have family members who are trans, to come here and meet these people, because it's such a wide array of people who are so willing to come.
FTM-A2-IPSI meetings are held every first Monday of the month from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Corner Health Center in Ypsilanti, and every third Monday of the month from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Jim Toy Community Center in Ann Arbor. For more information on the group, visit their Facebook page, FTM-A2-IPSI. This is Noel Saval reporting for WEMU.